The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Mid-year sale on now, in store and online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London and Boris now in the box seat. It's a race in two, Boris and the relatively new Foreign Minister, Jeremy Hunt. But he, on the old system, Adam, and good morning to you, on the old system, Boris would now be Prime Minister. He's got over 50% of the party room vote.
Yeah, they seem to want to string it along. I think somebody might have told the Conservative Party that it's a reality TV show or something.
Yeah.
And you just keep it going and going. So, yeah, you're right. Once upon a time, we'd have known. And to some extent, sending it off now to postal ballots that will take 4 weeks to let us know who the Prime Minister will be is not ideal, is it, really?
No.
Whilst Theresa May sort of stumbles around as a lame duck PM. So it's the choice, isn't it? Bojo, the tousle-haired, cultured, eloquent buffoon, versus Jeremy Hunt, the sharp-suited, ramrod straight, Theresa in trousers, they've dubbed him. Which is, I think, not a tag he was. But
you know, Boris was always going to be stronger out in the constituency than in the Parliament. Now, to win the majority in the House of Commons, that was his weakness. He's overcome that, and he'll walk this in.
Yeah, you would think, because he's actually played quite a cunning game. He's done that thing of being actually not at the forefront. So everyone else is talking about him when he's not saying terribly much.
Mm.
And so thereby keeping a low profile, fewer gaffes, arguably,
yes.
And then he can turn on the charm for the constituency.
Well, neither of us wants to be Nostradamus here, but
no.
I find it very hard to believe that Boris will be able to do any better on Brexit than Theresa May. I mean, when you've got a European Union who are opposed to Brexit because they think the whole thing will fall apart if Britain leaves, when you've got a Parliament who won't approve any of the proposals about leaving the European Union, he'll have to be a magician to get this business solved.
Well, yeah, one of his problems is that he said, come what may, Britain will Brexit by the 31st of October. Now, if you do the maths, let's say he becomes Prime Minister, therefore, at the end of July, everyone goes on holiday. I mean, especially in Europe, they go on holiday for the whole of August.
Yes.
So he's back in September. He's got about 6 weeks to sort
just
it
answer
out.
This
and Theresa May didn't do it in 3 years.
No, for one reason, just answer this question, which has always lingered. Doesn't the exit require, at the end of the day, enabling legislation from the British Parliament?
Because of the way it's set up, yes.
So he'd have to get legislation through the Parliament. That's where Theresa May hasn't been able to succeed, and I don't see how Boris will succeed.
I agree with you, which leaves us, therefore, still in this limbo state, or what? He ignores Parliament? The thought was...
So he can't just say, we're leaving the European Union. There has to be a motion passed in the House of Commons to endorse that.
It is within the remit of a Prime Minister to formally suspend Parliament. Now, that would look really undemocratic.
Absolutely.
And be a real problem.
Absolutely.
But in theory, he could do that if he thinks that's what's going to get it through.
Good luck, Boris. All right, have a good weekend, Adam.
Quite.
Thank you for everything.